I'm Kelly Schultz alongside redshirt junior forward Emily Erickson. And first of all, Emily, congratulations, Em. You're the Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week this week.
Thank you. It's an honor. There's a lot of great athletes at the school here, and it's definitely an honor to be recognized.
Coming off of such a big weekend as you guys did in Maine, your team's never scored 7 or more goals. Well, at least it has been years. It's been like 10 years since your team has scored that many goals in one game, in a regular season game. What has been the difference this year from last year, just chemistry-wise? Are you guys just finding the net, or how's all that scoring coming together?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I know Montana and I looked at each other right after the game and said, has this ever happened in our program? Because we're not used to being such a high-scoring team. So to have that happen out there and to put 7 goals on the board, it was awesome and it was fun, and hopefully we can keep that rolling and get scoring from everyone like we have been.
What was it like playing against two Hockey East teams this year so far and being able to pull out 3 out of the 4 wins against them?
That's awesome. I mean, to start out, you know, going out east and playing them and getting some good games under our belt is always a good confidence boost going into the season, and a home weekend here and a conference weekend for us.
Well, against a team like St. Cloud this weekend, a team that's struggled as of at least last season struggled, obviously they're kind of in a rebuilding phase. How do you get ready for this weekend, knowing that they may be just hungry for wins?
Yeah, I mean, they're hungry for wins and we're hungry for wins. Any conference weekend, we want to come out of here with 6 points, and, you know, we're going to look at St. Cloud like we would any other opponent, take them very seriously, and play Beaver hockey.
Long road trips can get kind of tiring, hard to come back, maybe recover from it. How's your team doing as you get ready for the weekend?
I mean, that's so true. It's a lot of physical and mental tiredness that goes on. And it was nice, though, for us to, even after that long trip out to Maine, pull out 2 wins. And I think coming into this weekend, we know our focus is on the conference weekend and pulling out 2 wins again.
Nice to be back home for 2 weekends in a row. You've got St. Cloud this weekend, you get Minnesota next weekend. It's got to feel good just to be able to sleep in your own bed and get back to classes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I went grocery shopping yesterday and I could finally do it for having groceries for 2 weeks at home. So it's nice to be at home and get in a routine of things again and be in our own rink and in front of our fans here in Bemidji. So,
speaking of the fans here in Bemidji, I know since you first got to Bemidji State, the fan base has grown over the years. It's how nice is that to, you know, see a lot more people in the stands? You guys are, you know, getting some wins, you know, ending up in the middle of the pack in the league. How does that make you feel as a player?
It's unbelievable. You know, coming into Bemidji my freshman year, that was one of the main selling points for the school here. I wanted to be part of a program that was built up, and that's what we've done here throughout the years. And we had some great leaders on the team that I've looked up to as role models, and I mean, we just want to continue that tradition here.
You play alongside Sadie Lundquist, and I know they've rotated a couple of different forwards in on your line this season, Molly Arola being one, Rachel Kelly was another. How much have you and Sadie clicked as teammates, obviously being on the same line for a couple of years now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome, and we have a lot of chemistry off the ice, and we have fun, you know. It's awesome, and whoever he puts in there, I mean, there's a lot of great players on this team, and we just look for that chemistry again, like off the ice and on the ice.
Well, you guys had to pick up a lot of the scoring with Aaron Cody, Annie Bauerfeld, and Aaron Johnson graduating or being done with their eligibility. How hard is that, knowing that 40% of your scoring had graduated, and now it's up to you guys?
Yeah, I didn't know the exact statistic, but I guess when you put it that way, like I said, they're part of those great role models that help build this program. And we just, our veterans this year have to take over and step it up another notch. And I think the team's done a very good job of that. And, you know, putting 7 goals on the board this weekend was a good test. And I think we passed that.
You've got 3 captains this year. One happens to be one of your senior goaltenders, Alana McElhenney, and last weekend she got the shutout in that 7-0 win. Talk about how, I mean, because usually most teams don't pick goalies as captains. Why Alana?
She's awesome. I mean, I've known Alana, been a roommate, good friend of hers, and she is just a different kind of person. She's a full-out team player, and whether or not she's in the net or on the bench during a game, you know, she's just as into it as everyone else. And she's really, truly, I mean, she is the true definition of Beaver hockey. She's everything about it, and she's a great girl.
Well, and she's had to back up Zuzana Tomchikova, who was an Olympian. You know, both are seniors this year. Jessica Havel, also with a great attitude, has been your third string goalie. You guys got to feel great knowing that you've got those two great goalies that can come out and get you guys wins, and then you've also got another one who's on the bench who's just got a great attitude.
Yeah, I mean, again, that is Beaver hockey right there, and that's what Coach Sturdich, that's what our coaches are all about, is we all support each other and we're all in it for the team, and our goalies are a very good example of that.
This last weekend in Maine, you had a chance to visit with your former assistant coach, Heather Farrell. I know she listens to our broadcast. How fun was it to be able to just sit down, find out how she's doing, and then just share a lot of stories?
It was awesome. Again, she was part of that, building this program up and throughout the years. And to be able to see her and reconnect with her is awesome. To know that she's, you know, Beaver hockey has played a great role in her life and that she's still listening to us really meant a lot. I mean, she means a lot to us still, too.
You've got a new assistant coach this year, Amber Frickland comes in, and she is a legend at Bemidji State Women's Hockey with still holding some records. Obviously, she's making the adjustment. How's she done so far? I mean, obviously, she came from a coaching background.
She's done great. I mean, obviously, she knew she had big shoes to fill with Heather, but she's done an amazing job of it, and to know the program and to be from the program and just know what it's all about, it's great. She knows what we're here for and the tradition of Beaver hockey, which is such a big thing for our program. So.
What do you guys need to do to get a couple of wins this weekend?
Come out and play our game and take them very seriously and do what we did, put some points on the board.
Again, congratulations, Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week.
Thank you, Kelly.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.